I'm not an enforcer. I'm more like
a fixer.
Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Flickering Dreams. I'm Bob Mann from One Man's Movies and BBC Radio Solent. And I'm joined by the magic of video with the Reverend Andy Godfrey from Connect Radio with a K and Sorted Magazine. And we're looking at the film Fast Charlie, which is currently streaming on Prime Video. And in Fast Charlie, Piers Brosnan plays Charlie, who's worked for an Orlando mob boss called Stan for 20 years. And Stan is actually played by James Caan in his last film, As It Stands, before he died. I think he's got another one in post-production. He's an efficient hitman, does his job very well. But when a rival boss eliminates Stan and his entire crew, Charlie finds himself as the only one left alive and goes after the other hitman for revenge. Let's see a clip.
I have to convince a certain person that the body in that trunk out there is indeed Rolo.
Something happened to his face?
What the f***? It's missing, along with the rest of his head.
Betrayal's a funny thing. Its very nature is to catch you unaware.
You ever heard a Ring doorbell?
We're under attack.
So, yeah, I mean, from my point of view, it's fine, right? Piers Brosnan is nice and twinkly, charming as you'd expect him to be. The love interest is actually played by Marina Baccarin, who Piers is definitely punching above both his age and his weight in terms of her as the love interest. But I really liked Marina Baccarin's performance in this. I thought she was very good and engaging. Otherwise, the film is pretty much a cookie cutter for typical kind of mafia-style thrillers. It was interesting for me only really for two of the kills involved, which I thought were quite innovative. One involved a donut and one involved an airbag, and I will leave that to your imagination. But it's worth watching the film for that. This one's actually directed by Philip Noyce, who directed, amongst other things, Salt and two of my actual favourite thrillers of all time, Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger, both starring Harrison Ford. So that was Philip Noyce. This is something of a come down, I have to say. It's entertained sufficiently for me just to keep my interest till the end of the film. Let's see what Andy Godfrey has to say about Fast Charlie.
This is a bog-standard thriller. Whilst it is great to see Piers Brosnan back doing some action and delivering a few good one-liners, it nevertheless is a real disappointment. It's bog-standard, it's predictable, it doesn't have that adrenaline thrill that I was looking for from this. Perhaps that's got to do with something to do with Piers Brosnan getting on a bit. Maybe he's getting a little bit too old for the James Bond stroke action roles. I don't know. I mean, stick to singing, Piers, and, you know, go back and do another Mamma Mia. I thought that it was pretty boring at times for an action thriller and could have been a lot better. For me, it was a miss, and I'm giving it 6 out of 10.
That's Andy's view. He gives Fast Charlie a 6 out of 10. I've also given Fast Charlie a 6 out of 10. So, again, that makes the maths nice and easy for us. And that gives Fast Charlie a Flickering Dream score of 6.0, making it a marginal miss, I'm afraid. That's Fast Charlie. That's our episode of Flickering Dreams. Quite a quick one. But if you enjoyed it, please look out for all the other episodes of Flickering Dreams that you can find on YouTube and subscribe and share and tell all your friends about it. Take all your clothes off, stand on top of the nearest building and shout our name. Okay. Or whatever you feel like. Right. It's a free country. So that's it. We'll see you for the next episode.